Yeah, the pasuk there, we've seen this pasuk a few times already. The land should be for you for achila. Okay, so from Chazal learn out from here that there's an issa schoya. The Chazal Darshan, it's la'achla v'loy l'schoya. Yeah, the Ramban, the second source, brings it as a mitzvah asay. Already, it's a lava bar we call asay. That the Torah says la'achla, which Chazal understand to mean it's given over for eating, not for schoya. Similarly, we had before. It's also la'achla v'loy l'hefset. So it is la'achla v'loy l'schoya. You can't do schoya with peyushvias. The Ramban finishes off. Behina oisle schoya behem oiver v'asay. Someone who does schoya with peyushvias is over in this asay. Okay, so again, there's an issa to do schoya with peyushvias. Okay, today we're going to try to discuss exactly what that means. What exactly is the issa, and what are the different manifestations of it, and how it relates to us. What is it? What? Yeah. Why is it called an asay? Yeah. Sometimes the Torah expresses an asay, an issa, in terms of an asay. I mean, yeah, it's like a lower form of issa. You don't get malchus for it. Yeah, it's called an issa asay. Yeah, like we mentioned once before, the classic example of that is where the Torah says that it says by a mitzvah converted says do shlishi yavo b'kal Hashem. Yeah, so there's no mitzvah to marry a third generation mitzvah. Yeah, there's no specific mitzvah. It's really an itta. You can't marry the first and second generation. So sometimes the Torah counts, clothes it as an asay, but the etzim, the thing is really an itta. But the Torah expresses it in terms of an asay. Yeah. Okay, so it needs enough minutes, you won't get markers, other things. Okay. No. Don't say something? No. Okay. So what's included in the issa schoya? So there's a Mishnah in Shvias, which is a very cryptic Mishnah. There's lots of diukim to be made from it. I'm just going to read the Mishnah. We're not going to get so involved in all the diukim. We're just going to come out with a different, mention some of the different shittas, and then what the halacha is with it. Okay. So the Mishnah says, it's in source number 3. The Mishnah says, "Lo yeh lo keach yarko stadeh." A person shouldn't buy yarkos from a stadeh. Okay, for moicha b'shuk, and then sell them in the shuk. So here, the reisha, the first part is saying you shouldn't buy these vegetables. Okay, we're talking about there's no issue of sichin on these things. Okay, and then sell them in the shuk. Aval hu loikate, but he can be loikate. See how we're switching? We're saying he can pick it. Yeah, we're switching not from buying to switching, but then, not that he sells it. Ubenoi moicha aliadoi. And his son sells it on his behalf. Okay, so we switch two things. Yeah, the Reisha said that he can't buy and sell, and also mentioned the shuk. Okay, and then where it's mutter, that's there we say that that he can pick it, and his son can sell it. Okay, so what is the problem? The kicha is the problem. Him selling it. And therefore, what's mutter? Is it mutter to pick it and him to sell it, or it's mutter for the stress is more on the son? So even if he were to buy it, that would also be okay, as long as the son sells it. And what exactly is the heter by the son? Why is it mutter for the son to do it? Okay, and the Mishnah concludes that we quoted. If he did buy for himself, let's say he bought payos trees, he wanted to eat them, and there was some left over, then it is mutter for him to sell it. Okay, so. Yeah, it's a big machlokes. We're showing exactly what is cut in this Mishnah. The Baal Tanura explains that when the Mishnah says lokeach, when it says buy, it doesn't actually mean buy. It really means loikeh. Mishnah's lav dafka. Yeah, the word in the Mishnah lokeach actually means loikeh. So the Mishnah's telling me that there's a heter. If he picks it, yeah, then he's not allowed. He can't pick it to sell in the shuk. To pick it, to sell in the shuk, that's not allowed. That looks like schoya. But if the son does it, if he picks it, but the son sells it, meaning the person who picked it is not the one selling it, that the Russian of the button is it's not doesn't look like schoya so much. Yeah, that is mutter. Yes.
Most families work in individual flavors like that. Somebody picks it and then somebody else is selling it to some supermarket.
Yeah, but these guys are selling it to the supermarket.
Yeah,
The ones who pick, as in the farmers, are selling. That even already at that we're questioning already at that stage. Are they allowed to sell it? Yeah. So 1 second. You're right. The supermarkets are on the next slide. The supermarkets are the ones who are buying it to sell. Yes. Okay. They're right. So that's another side of where the shuk is love is dafka or love dafka. Yeah.
So he's asking, what's the bottom?
Yeah. So the bottom seems to understand that the real isna is yeah, it maybe is buying it to sell. That could be the real isna of soya. Yeah.
In the chain, like the supermarket.
Yeah. So the
supermarket. Now I have a question. Isna on whom?
Oh, very good, very good. We're going to get there. But is it on the Moisad or the Okay, hold on.
You have Chanoa regardless.
Hold on a little bit. Very good. Okay, all right. Okay. So, yeah, so again, Bartanur says that there's a heter explains the heter for the son, because it doesn't look like so much that he's doing a soya. The normal thing is that the guy picks and sells it himself. Here he's not. He's selling it. The son is selling it. So that's why that would be mutter. Okay, that's the batanur. Okay, we're going back to the sul summer five. We're going back to we've seen this more a few times already. The Mishnah told us that if someone is buying a lulav from someone else in shvias, no yisinu esrog matana. Should give the esrog as a matana. Why? If he's in rashai, the loy kav shvias, because the person doesn't have rashus to buy it in shvias. Okay. So again, he's selling the lulav. With the lulav, he should give him as a present the esrog. So Gemara wants to know. And if he doesn't want to give it as a present, what should he do? So Gemara says he should do havla. Havla is where Rashi explains is that you make the guy pay more for the lulav, and then you give him the esrog as a matana. Okay, so you're not actually buying the esrog. The esrog is a matana. You're just paying more for the lulav. Okay, we're going to get back to that aspect of things a little bit later. Okay, but then the Gemara carries on and says, "Felesa vebeheta, give it to him explicitly. Why do you have to do these tricks? Why do you have to give it to him as a matana?" Says, "Answer the Gemara: If you say moisim, to may pay your shvius la'maris, because you don't give to may pay your shvius, you can't give the money that comes from selling pay your shvius. You shouldn't give it to an amaris. You'll misuse it. You won't use it properly." Yeah, Pesach also has Kedusha, which Mir Hashem also going to get to today. It has Kedusha, and you can't, there's lots of things you can't do with it. You can't buy things with it. You have to destroy it if it's after the Zan Beer. There's various things you have to do with it. The Amorites won't look after it properly, and therefore you shouldn't be matched with him, and give him the Mir Pesach Shvius. If you were to buy an esrog from the Amaret is the moicha. So if you buy the esrog, you pay 100 shekels for the esrog. He has now. What do you mean? Buy the esrog to hedger. Yeah. Buy the esrog. Why do you have to pay these gains to have law with him? Just pay him for the esrog.
What's the case of him?
No. What are you asking? Because there's an issue of. Okay, hold on.
And how did he start? Did
he
give it to his son?
Okay, that's you're right. Okay, that's what we're going to get a bit involved in. Okay, so Tosis asked the kasha. Tosis says, one second. Yeah. So it's basically that's basically what Tosis are. Tosis kasha is what's the problem? What's the problem with just buying it directly from the guy? Yeah, my buyer. What's the guy's got a big? Why's the guy got a whole big problem with this person? Just buy it directly from him. Why? Because Tosis says what is the isla of Skoya? So Tosis says that the isla of Skoya. And he brings the Mishnah we did it before, is he learns like the Batanura, that the Issa is only when a person picks it himself and sells it. That is where there is an Issa. Other cases, there's no Issa. If the person picks it himself and he and then he sell, to sell, that is the Issa of Soya. That's how Tosis, at least the first part of Tosis, that's how Tosis learns. Yeah, in which case that there's lots of hechatimses where that's not relevant. The person bought it, or his son can sell it. Yeah, there's lots, you've got all these other cases. Yeah, so according to Tosis, at least in this first part of Tosis, the only Issa of Soya is for a person to pick it in order to sell it. That is the Issa. Okay, Tosis then carries on that that maybe there's also another aspect of the Issa Soya, which is that if a person buys it from someone else in order to be Maviach, that's also included in the Issa of Soya. Okay, so Tosis got two Shlavim. Yeah, what's the Issa of Soya? There's an Issa of Soya is there that says the Issa of Soya says Tosis is that to pick Perish Shvius in order to sell. Yeah, that's Asa, and possibly also to buy it from someone else to be Maviach. That's the Issa of Soya according to Tosis. Okay. There's a Tosis somewhere. That was a Tosis in Sukkah. There's a Tosis somewhere else. Tosis Aaron of Zvoida Zora. Okay. He learns differently. It might not be totally arguing, but kula. Rabbeinu Yitzhak. He adds in that the Issa Soya is only when you're doing a lot. When there's a lot. If there's a little bit, if you're buying just a minimum amount, yeah, or you're picking a minimum amount, that is mutter. Okay? And at least according to the one case, he brings at the end, yeah, is that it doesn't make a difference whether you are picking it, whether you're buying it, makes no difference. If it's a little bit, then it's going to be mutter. The if is only when you're doing a lot. A lot is where that's where the Torah asked. A little, the Torah didn't ask. Rabbeinu Yitzhak in Tosis in Avodah Zarah. Okay, so according to all these ways of learning up to now, we're coming out what is the Issa Soya? Is it to pick and to sell, or maybe also to buy and to sell, and maybe the whole Issa is only when it's a lot. If it's a little bit, then it's mutter. Okay, we mentioned before from the Batanura that. It's in source number 10. We just jumped down there. I think it's source number 10. No, it's not. Source number. Yeah, it is. Yeah. The Liblin Komaat. The first one of there says, "Da'ami kashirish adam mechin bebeis or letashes rebeis or yamim muatim." Yeah. So the amount that you normally prepare in your house for a few days worth it. Okay. What we're saying, yeah. So again, Batanur learns that what is the heta of Benoi? Yeah. Why is there a heta that for you to pick and your son to sell it? Batanur explains, yeah, because that's not Derech Soya. The normal thing is for you to pick and sell it. Yeah, you're picking, someone else is selling, your son is selling. That's Mutter. So it comes out, it's like a kula that's not Derech Soya. That's how the Batanur learns. What? No. Yeah. Hold on a second. Okay.
The
Torah says that the parents are there for Achila, they're not there for Soya.
Okay, it's very, very nice. But only small number of population produce product.
Okay. First of all, yeah, the Torah is given for all Torahs.
Yeah,
okay. Okay. So I'm not sure what's your kasha. How does it relate to us?
No.
That's your kasha.
The Torah just said you cannot sell the period without.
You can't just sell it, right? Okay.
Because I thought only this: if you're selling this with profit, then you cannot sell. But if you say in the middle, it's then product left and right.
Yeah, you might be right.
Right now, why sell? It means not sell. Don't make profit. Then Torah makes.
To be Maviach. That we saw from the. Yeah, from the one choices. Yes, to sell.
I mean, don't make profit.
Don't be Maviach. That's how he learns. Yeah.
Different story. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
So.
The shayla could be yes. Slur is normally to make profit. Yeah.
Okay.
Good. Yeah. Okay. So again, we're saying that by Benoi, that there's a special, that's a heta by Benoi. Okay. If you look in source number 8, there's a different chart. The Gra also learns how to answer this. Yeah. If you look in source number 8. So he argues on this idea that you can love the Mishnah wasn't Medua, that there's a chiluk between when the Torah said laka, sorry, the Mishnah said laka, it really means laka. When it says buy, it really meant pick. Yeah, he argues on that he doesn't like the Mishnah is Medua. He says like this. Okay, towards the end of the second line, it says, it's also number 8, it says, Ubolas menin sheliknos velimko vadai asa, yeah, to buy and sell is definitely asa, avalilko velimko muta, but to pick and to sell, that is muta. So he's all around to some of the things we've seen up till now. Okay, now listen to this though. Even your son is allowed to sell on your behalf. What's the chiddush of that? We don't say that it looks like you sold it to your son and he is now selling it onwards. So again, let's speak it out. According to this way of learning, Mechon Shlomo is quoting Rav Yosef. He learns like this. The Issa is only to sell, not to pick. There's no problem with picking in order to sell. The Issa is to buy in order to sell. Okay, that's how he learns. Okay, now, what's the chiddush that your son can sell for you, yeah, is because you know what you might have thought? You might have thought that when your son is selling, it looks like that your son bought it from you and he's selling it onwards. So your son bought it and sold it, that which is asa. So you might have thought that's asa. Much on the Mishnah, no, it's muta. So in which case, according to this, there's no heta by a benoi. From the Brasano, we saw there's a heta by benoi. That's not the normal way to sell things. You pick and you sell. That's how that's a normal way to sell it. According to this, but no, it's not the other way around. Yeah, you might have thought that by your son will be asa, right? Because it looks like he's buying and selling. Yeah, even though he's doing it for you, but people don't know that. So it looks like he's buying and selling it. Kamash run, no, it's muta. Okay, so again, according to this way, it's not a heta by your son. It's just telling me, no, don't think it's asa. It's actually muta.
Everybody follows, but I will be fine. It's okay. Why is smoother to pick up instead?
Because
then I'm pick up. I spend to produce this tomato 1 shekel, sell for 10 shekels. So what's us? It's us. I'm making right now money on this. Why is permitted?
Yes.
It's okay. And number one, number two. Why we mention son? Why we not mention Shimon?
That's a good child. Let
me tell you why I'm asking.
Yeah.
Because it seems that right now Michael Goldman again spends shekel, gives to son spend for 10 shekels. Again, family of government 9 shekel price. Why we mention son?
Okay. One at a time. Okay. So the first child was according to this chart, we're saying that there's that it's mutter to pick, but it's usher to. Let's start again. It's mutter to pick to sell, but it's usher to buy to sell. Yes? Okay, so what's the difference? Yeah. So I'm not sure I have a particularly good answer for you, but you just have said that the normal nature of schoira is buying and selling. That is classic schoira, buying and selling. Yeah? Growing things, the guy at the farm is not a businessman. That's not called schoira, that's called farming. Farming, the Torah didn't ask that. The Torah asked Skoya. Skoya is buying and selling. This is not buying and selling. He's picking it. He grew it, and now he's selling on his wares. That's not called Skoya. Yeah? Okay.
You believe yourself?
I can hear it. Yeah. You need to. It's its own industry. Right. Okay. Fine.
No,
okay.
Those days, one guy made the table, one guy made the table. Nobody had middleman. It's an invention of last century. People pick up and go to market, sell it. What is not commerce?
I can't hear that there's a difference.
In those days, one guy grew the tomatoes, one guy grew the cucumbers, one guy grew the potatoes. So in order to have a salad, each guy had to share. So it wasn't a profit kind of thing. It was just, we all need food. You'll be the potato guy, you'll be the tomato guy.
I never had a profit, but it's true.
Your other question, why Tafka Benoit? Chazan says it's not Tafka Benoit. Okay, we're running a bit out of time. Chazan says it's not Tafka Benoit. Okay. Fine. We are running out a bit out of time already. What comes out the Maisa Chunz Chazan Ishtin is that you it's usher to buy in order to sell under all circumstances. Yeah, it's mutter to pick a little bit in order to sell. When it's mutter to sell, you can sell through a shaliach. And if you buy for yourself, any leftovers that you have is mutter to sell. All right. Okay. Next point is, we're jumping to source number 11. Okay. Now, how do you sell it? Okay. In these cases where it's mutter to sell, how are you allowed to sell? So here, the Mishnah tells us that you can't sell it in a normal way. You can't sell it in a midah, in a mishkan, or a minyan. All these things are normal ways to sell in the quantities, in the weight, in the numbers of things that you're selling, number of oranges. That's a normal way to sell. You can't do it. The Brat HaNeir says there's two reasons. First of all, when you don't sell it in quantities in a measure, it's sold cheaper. That's one thing. And secondly, he says it should be a hacker that people realize that these things are have kedusha shlis and you shouldn't be mezalzel in them. Okay. The other thing is that you're not allowed to sell it in the normal place to sell. So you can't sell peyos shlis in a shop. In a normal place to sell, you can't sell peyos shlis. All right. Next. Jumping to source number 12. So this also came from we didn't see it there. If a person sells peyos shlis, and someone buys them, okay, so that the money that was used to purchase fish, the peyos shlis, gets kedusha shlis. Okay, and you has the state of peyos shlis. You can't use it for things which you normally can't use the peyos shlis for either. All right. Now, the way it works, it's quite an interesting thing over here. Normally, when in all things which are kaddish, if you were to buy it, in the case where it's mutter to buy, the producer gets transferred onto the money, but that thing which was kaddish becomes chulin. Yeah, the producer kilu goes from here onto there. So the money is now kaddish, and the original thing that was kaddish is now chulin, is lost its kedusha. Peyos shlis is an exception to that rule. Okay, it's learned from Sukkim. Peyos shlis, the peyos always stay kaddish. So even though the money is kaddish, peyos shlis also stay kaddish. That's the chiddush of peyos shlis. Okay, now let's say you have some apples which are kaddish with kedusha shlis. And then someone bought them, so the money also went onto that money. And now you use that money to buy oranges which are not kaddish and kedusha shlis. Oranges, you're allowed to use tomato shlis for oranges. Yeah, you can eat them. So now what happens? Where is the kedusha? Do the oranges become kaddish? Does the money stay kaddish? What happens? So this kiddush that the thing that was originally kaddish that stays kaddish is only on the original peyos shlis. In this case, now the money it gets the kedusha from the money gets transferred onto the oranges. The oranges are kaddish, but the money is chulin. Yeah. So again, the kiddush that the peyos shlis stays kaddish is only on the original peyos shlis. Anything subsequent to that loses kedusha once it's passed on. Okay. Once the kedusha gets passed on, it loses the original the previous thing loses its kedusha. Yeah, everyone follow that? I don't know if I explained it very well. Yes. If you buy something with that money, you buy. So again, your apples were kaddish with kedusha shlis. You sold those apples. You got money in return. You got 20 shekels for the apples. Okay. So the money now also has kedusha shlis. Yeah. Okay, so that money you can only use for, you've got to restrict the things. You can only use it for things which could have kedusha shlis. Yeah, sorry, I said that wrong. It's not true. You can, yeah, only things which you can eat. Yeah, basically, which you use in the normal way for kedusha shlis. Yeah, so you can buy meat with it. Yeah.
So,
okay, we'll get there. I hope. Okay, again, I'll change the example slightly. So again, your apples had kedusha shlis. Yeah, and you sell them for. Let's say, okay, not money. You sell them for meat. Yeah, that's the case in the Gemara. Yeah, you swap them for meat. So the apples stay kadosh, and the meat is also kadosh. Now with that meat, you say, no, actually, I don't feel like meat. I feel like oranges. Oranges which are not kedushas shvuyos. Yeah, so you swap the meat for oranges. Yeah. So the meat now is chol. You can do whatever you like with that meat. But those oranges are now kadosh. They have kedushas shvuyos. It keeps going and going and going like that. So the last thing retains its kedushas shvuyos, and the very first thing retains its kedushas shvuyos. Everything in the middle loses the status of kedushas shvuyos.
If you buy the shoes,
so you're not allowed to buy shoes with it. Yeah, you can't buy things which are not normally used or can be used in the same way as kedushas shvuyos. You can't do it. So you can't buy shoes. You can't buy clothes. All these things. And okay, we're just jumping a bit. It's in source number 14. I didn't really jump. It says you're not allowed to buy avatim, karkas, and behemoth with it. Yeah, and if you did, you have to. It says v'imlachach yoisal kenegdan. So let's say I bought an ebed with my kedushas money or my kedushas. Yeah, so I wasn't allowed to. Yeah, so that money is still kadosh. And the Moshe has that money. So ideally, some say you should, if Moshe is around, you should basically the sale should be undone. Okay, but let's say he went off, you know, can't find him, whatever case. So then the mission says you have to yoichal kenegdan, which means that you have to the amount of money that was involved. You have to eat peyush shvius kenegdan that amount. Okay, well, sorry, not patient. You have to eat chulin, connect that amount.
So
machlok is showing him what's pshat. Is it stomach knas? Or is it, yeah, are you being, can you poid his thing? Which you're into a big sugi over there, because you normally can't actually be poid something which is someone else's issues. Okay.
Well, that's what you did on Aaron's case, right?
Yeah, that, yeah, also, yeah, 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 we said that over there also. Yeah.
Yeah. So because the item is not inside of the streets, the money retained.
Doesn't go into the shoes, right? Okay. Just a couple of ways to avoid the main shoes is if you bought something, you didn't pay for it, you bought it on with credit. Yeah, so you never actually gave anything in so far. You gave a choif. You owe the guy money. Yeah. So then on that, many there's a showing that say that even when you pay that choif eventually, yeah, that money that you paid that doesn't have a kedushas shvuyos. Why? Because again, you didn't pay anything directly for that pay of shvuyos. It was just a choif. Yeah. Some say it's only it's only true if those payos have been eaten up or whatever. If the payos are still in the world, whenever you pay the choiv, it will get transferred. That's also machlokes. We have to get to. Oh, hang on there. You're saying is that voucher? Sorry, you mean you're saying what's is that called money? Shaila, is that called money? That's basically your shaila. Yeah.
Money.
Yeah.
Money for the shop before.
But what is that? It's not.
They've got the shop before and they did everything with the cars.
You mean they paid the money already?
Yeah.
What are they going to do with it? What are they going to do with it, huh?
I don't think they're going to pay afterwards.
You know, yeah. If they pay afterwards, like a check then, isn't it? So a check is a choiv. A check is a choiv. Yeah, over here. Yeah, if they paid before.
But it's nothing special about money. Money is also a piece of paper. Just not different voucher than money. But you have money. But it's accepted everywhere. From this point of view,
yeah. Okay. I don't know. I see we ran out of time. Let me just say, one more point over here is that the other way which we saw from the Gemara over there is through havla. So again, we said havla means that the guy he wants to buy he wants his esrog, he wants to buy it. Yeah. So this is how you get a free esrog. Yeah. The problem is that the esrog has kedushas shvuyos. Yeah. And let's say he doesn't want the amaris who he's buying from to have money which is kedushas shvuyos. So the way to avoid that issue is through havla. So what do you do? We said that you pay more for the lulav, yeah, and then you'll get the esrog as a matana. So it seems to be machlokes. Rashi learns that it seems it's medu from Rashi that you actually it has to be clear that this is a matana. The esrog is a matana. The sas emes and diet from the Rambam, it doesn't have to. You don't have to say mefurish that it's a matana. As long as the kef has in mind that all the money is going for the lulav. he's not paying for the esrog, that's already good enough. In which case, all the money that he gives won't have kedushas fees. Okay. Last point on this, havlah is up to now we just said havlah is the hetzer for tameis fees, that the money that he was given stays whole. Now, what about is there a hetzer of schoira also with havlah? So let's say I have an apple which is a kadosh and an apple which is not kadosh. Yeah, can I sell? Let's say both of them together. Yeah. Again, I'm into regular rules of schoira. Yeah. Whatever it is. Let's say you got a whole bunch of apples. Whatever the case is. Yeah. Would it also be matter the hetzer schoira? Up to now we said all it does is it's matter the tfistas damim of kedushas shvis. Can it also give you a hetzer schoira? Yeah. So that's also a machlokes. Whether havla will can be matir in Issa Sfora, not only is it Issa Sfora, can havla be matir that also machlokes hapoyskim? To avoid the means to do without matana, meaning without coming into matana. Yeah. Okay. Unless you go into, if you get things which are if you somewhere. Later. Yeah.